has told us about our priesthood in one of our prayer meetings like this. I told us that without the sacrifice at the altar, our priesthood is null and void. I told us how in the Old Covenant, the priest goes to the temple morning and evening to offer sacrifices to the Lord. So if we are not a people of prayer, our priesthood will be null and void. Our priesthood will not carry weight. Look at Leviticus chapter 6. We've looked at this before when we started, but I want us to look at this again. Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Leviticus 6, 12 and 13. If you don't have your Bible there, you can use the Bible on your phone to go through this. Leviticus 6, 12 and 13. Anybody there can read for us while others remain silent.
And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. And the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out.
Amen. Thank you. Shall forever be burning upon the altar. The fire shall never go out. Before we continue to pray, somebody write, type in there, my fire shall be burning upon the altar. My fire shall never go out. I want us to type this and be serious about this. My fire shall continually burn upon the altar. My fire shall never go out. My fire shall continually burn upon the altar. Upon the altar, my fire shall never go out. 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 My fire shall continually my fire shall continually burn upon the altar. My fire shall never go out. The implication of the text we just read, it's a call to fervency. A call to fervency. The Lord does not want us to be priests who don't understand the dimension of priesthood. If you understand the weight of priesthood, you will understand what we've just read. He said the priest will continually offer sacrifices upon the altar. The fire shall be burning upon it. It shall not be put out. The priest should burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall burn there on the fat of the priest's offerings.
The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. That's why in a time like this, we decided to wait upon the Lord at the noon watch and at the evening watch. These are strategic watch hours of the day, and they are prophetic times. So, for you to be identified as a priest by the Elohim. Remember Revelation 5:10 said, who has made us unto our God priests and kings, and we shall reign on the earth. So the Lord has put upon us the oil of priesthood. There is a kingly anointing upon the believer, and there is the priestly anointing. The kingly anointing is the anointing that helps the believer to command authority before nations, before situations. The priestly anointing is that which has to do with offering sacrifices to the Lord. Offering sacrifices. How do you explain a believer that has no prayer contact with God? Day and night, no prayer. The following day, day and night, no prayer. Rather, the sacrifice, the fire they bring to the altar, are fires that are strange fires, like the sons of Aaron. Some people, rather than burn the original fire God demands of us, they begin to burn strange fires upon their altar. But the Lord is saying that the fire upon the altar shall never go out. Somebody shout, my fire shall never go out. If your fire is put out, you put yourself at the mercy of your enemies. You put yourself at the mercy of your enemy if your fire is put out. The fire is what? Validates your priesthood. The fire validates your priesthood. In your family, you cannot proclaim to be a priest of the Lord without the fire validating your priesthood. You must be on fire for God. You must learn the art of prayer. Look at this religion, the Muslims. You know how they pray 5 times a day? That validates their priesthood to the deity they worship. We are sons and daughters of Yahweh, Elohim. We are worshippers of God and His Christ. Prayer also validates our priesthood. Imagine these ones having contact with what they worship 5 times a day. But you happen not to have contact with the God you claim to worship throughout the whole day. How do you explain the validation of your priesthood? That's why even when this lockdown will be put out, one of the times of the day, either I will choose the 12 p.m., either I will choose the 6 p.m., I'll make it a permanent prophetic watch hour that anyone that is available in any part of the world can just connect and pray along with me. Yes. For you to be a valid priest of the Father, you must have what they call prophetic watch hour. Before now, 6 p.m. has always been my prophetic watch hour. This time of the day is very precious to me. This is the time of the day I move out of my house. I move into any garden, any place, any mountain or whatever to just have a secluded time with God. You read the scriptures, you see how that Jesus in the evening, he will move out into a solitary place to pray. So when your priesthood is not validated, you speak things and things cannot happen. You pray and your prayer becomes weightless because your priesthood is not validated before God. The Lord is looking for men whose priesthood will be validated before Him. When we begin to offer strange sacrifices upon the altars of our body, when we begin to engage in things that don't please God, it invalidates our priesthood. It makes it that when we pray, our prayer will not command results. when we hearken to God, obey his precepts, walk in line with his dictates, I tell you the truth, and whenever we engage in the oblations of sacrificial worship, our priesthood becomes validated. That is where it will be said of the man, God confirms the word of his servant and performs the counsel of his messenger. God will begin to confirm your word and perform the things you speak. So, but then if your priesthood is not validated, I tell you the truth, it profits nothing. So this evening, I want to encourage us before we pray right now. We've already given thanks to the Lord for this evening. I want to encourage us to be men and women of the altar. Men and women of the altar. By this time of the day, I don't go to pray alone. I often carry my wife to go to the place where I seclude myself, and she joins me to pray. The Bible said two are better than one. If you are here, you are married. Make sure you have a prophetic watch hour with your wife and your family waiting upon the Lord. I don't want to speak much because of time. Wherever you are going to ask the Lord God to grant you grace to stand upon your watch as a priest. Say, Lord, help me to validate my priesthood. Say, Lord, help me to validate my priesthood. Go ahead and make a cry to the Lord. A validated priesthood is our cry tonight. A validated priesthood is our cry tonight. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. A validated priesthood, that we may be men and women of the altar, to stand before the Elohim and man. Baruch Kefa Taradabashe Huri Yasai. Lord, whatsoever invalidates our priesthood, we seek your mercy, we seek even your deliverance. Say, Lord, whatsoever stands between me and my priesthood, I seek your mercy, I seek your deliverance. Whatsoever stands to invalidate our priesthood, in the name of the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, we stand against it. Whatsoever opposition, whatsoever distraction stands against us and our priesthood in God in Christ, we stand against it by the instrumentality of the weapon of the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Whatsoever stands between us and our priesthood, in the name of Jesus, we stand against it. We resist it. We denounce it. Say, Lord, whatsoever habit, whatsoever lifestyle stands against me and my priesthood, go ahead and make a cry to Jesus. Whatsoever stands against me and my priesthood, I resist it through the instrumentality of the blood of Jesus. I am separated from it. I am separated from it. Boroso kombreboshen teligalua tegaza. Eleske teman daligos kaven teligalabahol. And telegabalo humbelegadiso combelebodopolo. Embroton brocon telebrontes cambrebohoske. In jagabalo comeneo. Kalaban teleban teleke telebabalante. Luska babayante monteliga bosente. Intomelema hovente legalius. Baraske lahika. Antelemanahika. Enteliko zonchala marahuriaka. Baruriaka maskentu huriaka. Huriamanka telemahuriaka. Whatsoever stands to invalidate our priesthood, in the name of Jesus, deliver us. Spirit of resurrection, spirit of life. Begin to call upon the same spirit, the very same spirit that raised up the Christ from the grave. Ask him, Masa Kapola Batasia, Balababo Sentele Babobolomohos. Bala baba malama lema lama sembele malu bala manta la balobo. Embaya baba bako sembaba roske veliska. Whatsoever stands between us and our priesthood. Whatsoever stands between us and our priesthood in God in Christ. We stand against it this day, O God. We stand against it. We stand against it. We stand against it. Lehuki katan kanteke turiski. Ilan chentela kuris. Kalevrante kalahuski. Eruski lemante ruski lahar. Enekete eneteketes. Eneketes eneketekes. Whatsoever stands between us and our priesthood. Whatsoever stands to invalidate my priesthood. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus delivers me from it, delivers us from it, delivers you from it. Boreyama sunjeliga huria mama sundoroboshkai lekoske faita lemahuske fataika mala bose flentiskai mandala bloske televletiskai mandala moske televletiskai. Balambonteskile Muria, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen carefully wherever you are. For the past 7 days, we began a meeting on Friday last week, which is tagged Expelling Darkness. Before that Friday, we had already begun praying day and night. But that theme of the program, which is titled Expelling Darkness, we've been doing that for 7 days now. Today makes it the seventh day. I want us to understand something. I want you to know, you that is hearing my voice, that the Lord, the Elohim, when I say the Elohim, I say the Creator. Your Creator has made you a watchman over your household. He has made you a watchman over your family. He has made you a watchman over your territory. The duty of expelling darkness has been commissioned to you. That's why Jesus said, in my name you will cast out devils. Ha! In my name you will cast out devils. The Lord has given you the authority. The Lord will not begin to come down from heaven and do what he is expecting of you. So the authority has been delegated to you. It's a delegated authority. In my name you will cast out demons. So, in other words, in my name you will expel darkness. How do you explain darkness now terrorizing your family? How do you explain darkness having the better part of your family? Is it not because you have left your priesthood to pursue shadows? Isn't it because you have left your priesthood to burn string fires upon the altar? If you can stand upon your watch day and night, if you can learn how to stand upon your watch, he said, the fire shall be continually upon the altar. The fire shall not go out. The fire shall be continually upon the altar. The fire shall not go out. So if the fire is upon the altar of your priesthood, darkness will be far away from your family. Darkness will be far away from your life. Darkness will be far away from your activities. You see why a valid priesthood is important? Without a valid priesthood, you will suffer reckless abandon under the hands of your adversaries. Without a valid priesthood, the powers of your father's house will come against you. The powers of your mother's house will come to resist you. The powers of your husband or your wife's house, the powers from where they were born will also come to want to frustrate your destiny when you don't have a valid priesthood. You are going to ask Jesus, say, Lord, set me perpetually on fire. Holy Ghost, sit upon my head. There's one sermon I'm going to share with us, which was shared last year, another Pentecost. You are going to call upon the fire of the Holy Ghost to sit upon you. Say, Holy Ghost, sit upon me as the refiner's fire. Set me perpetually on fire every day. Can I hear somebody serious with destiny make a cry to Jesus? Say, Lord, set me on fire day and night. Set me on fire. This fire shall not go out. This fire shall not be put out. Day and night it shall be burning upon the altar. Go ahead and make a cry to the Lord. There is somebody hearing my voice. One prayer you need to pray is, sit upon me, Holy Ghost. We have been too cold. You have been too cold. You are going to cry unto the Holy Ghost to say, sit upon me, Holy Ghost, as the refiner's fire. Sit upon me now. Sit upon me or else I die. Sit upon me, Holy Ghost. Purge your vessel. Purify your vessel. Sit upon me, Holy Ghost. Go ahead and raise that cry. Say, Holy Ghost, sit upon me. I'm going to go to the hospital. Babaranta, intelekatele muanta, maruaskan telemamuanta, muande kea mua 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 sele mua, muande kiolo mua 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 sele mua, mua sele mua, mua sele mua, mua kele mua, mua sele mua, mua sele mua, mua rantele mua, mua rantele mua, eruskile mentele mua, mua riakele mua, mua rasken tela, oleke masentela, kulia masentele guda, alandele geriosa baraba, mashente kuria, uria makasuria, ele angele kele makuria, ele menento, kantele manonto, intele mosca, intele moski, intele moski. Bashatanda la babarante le laburia scadenta. Balantes kentele kianta la moroske. Intele ma kontele gassonteli vaskantele mua. Muarantele kele mua. Arabaskantele kele mua. Eluskile tentele ketuaska. Elai kamenete. Intele mantoro kovosente. Ele kentele ketele barante. Ele basunta la vayante. Entele moskapenta. Sitoponos huligus. Sit upon our head, sit upon us at the refiner's fire, Bayan Takayala, Elemanoski and Genia, Elia Komeneska, Elemano Komenuska. No. Can you cry? Do you know your destiny depends upon such prayer points? Do you know that this prayer point will determine how far many of us will go? Ask the Holy Ghost to sit upon you. Cry. Say, I've been too cold. I have been too lukewarm. I have been full of sin. I have gone astray. But Holy Ghost, sit upon me tonight. Sit upon me tonight. Say, I will not let you go unless you sit upon me. Can somebody cry out like Jacob, whom after he had prayed, his name was changed to Israel? God wants to change the name of somebody here today. If only you can cry to him. If only you can cry and be serious. Say, Lord, sit upon me, Holy Ghost. Sit upon me. Sit upon me tonight.
Araka poskila, araka puaka, araka koloska,
Luraskapa. Somebody make a cry to the Lord. Say, Lord, my priesthood shall no longer be invalid. Today is my priesthood validated. Today. I plead for a validated priesthood, God.
Mangu ya sen, mangu ya sen.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want us to be quiet everywhere. I want us to be attentive. In Jesus' name we pray. If you know what God is doing in your life as a result of this prayer, if you know what God is doing, you will know that indeed that this is the finger of God, this meeting. I have always told us that this meeting is holy unto the Lord. The Lord personally instructed me by the vision of the night. I never had in mind to raise up a prayer platform like this. I never had it in mind. But Jesus came to me in a vision and instructed me to start this. I tell you the truth. Even though I delayed, but I have started it now. The Lord told me this almost about a month now. And this is just barely 2 weeks we've started. So that's just after the Lord spoke to me, it took about 2 weeks to start it up. See, the Lord will be raising priests through this platform. Don't take this for granted. Check your spirits. You will know that a holy fire deposit has been dropped in your spirit. You know that anytime we have contact, whether it is noon or evening, especially in the evening like this, you know that something drops inside of you. That is why I always say this meeting is holy unto the Lord. This meeting is holy unto the Lord God. You don't take it for granted. There is something that has dropped in your spirit that is going to make valid your priesthood to your family. You are an ambassador to that family you were born. Things cannot be going wrong and you will be standing there. So by virtue of the anointing of priesthood that has come upon you, I want you to take 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. Begin to prophesy into your family. Prophesy what you want to happen. Prophesy and use your prophecy to drive away darkness. Lift up your right hand prophetically. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Begin to prophesy the things you want to happen in your family. Go ahead. 2 minutes. In Jesus' name of prayer. In Jesus' name of prayer. Because of time, I will stop here, but I don't feel like stopping. But then, whenever I sign out, make sure wherever you are, you don't just continue your business. You continue praying. Immediately I sign out, there is a fire deposit upon you. Don't just quench it. Continue praying. Are you with me? Just continue praying. So, but now I prophesy over your life that your priesthood is validated. The hand of God is eternally, perpetually upon you. Nothing can take the hand of God away from you in the name of Jesus. I proclaim peace. I proclaim safety. I proclaim the help of God is upon you and your family. Darkness has no place again in your family. These 7 days we have been crying that darkness be driven away from our families. It shall be said of you that darkness is driven away from your family. In the name of Jesus, we have expelled darkness. Darkness will no longer be seen in your family. Your family is liberated. In the name of Jesus, I call you the blessed of the Lord. Everyone that is here today, even the ones that could not join today that have been joining, I call you all the blessed of the Lord. The Lord bless you, cause his face to shine upon you, lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace on every side. The Lord be your help. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Our prayer still continues tomorrow, 12 noon and 6 p.m. If you can join the 2 times, you join. If you can join once, you join. But listen to me. During this lockdown, don't be idle. Don't be a workshop for Satan. Make sure you spend quality time with us like we do here every day, 2 hours in the presence of God, 12 noon and 6 p.m. The Lord will be doing mighty wonders in the life of many of you. As the lockdown is ending, you will just be seeing how things are working in place for you even before the lockdown ends. This is spiritual. This is prophetic. You don't take it for granted. I see you tomorrow by 12 p.m. The Lord bless you. Shalom.
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusade, and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 7032469360. You can follow Apostle Christian Nwoke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Nwoke. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel with preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's Army Global, bringing the fullness of God to every man and taking us numberless as the sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.